Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Dick Houser. Batting second. The center fielder, Vic Davalillo. Batting third. The third baseman, Max Alvis. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Fred Whitfield. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Gene Green. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Woody Held. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Jerry Kindle. Batting eighth. The catcher, Joe Askew. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Barry Lattman. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Barry Lattman. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Jim Landis. Batting second. The second baseman, Nelly Fox. Batting third. The third baseman, Pete Ward. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Floyd Robinson. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Joe Cunningham. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Mike Hershberger. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Ron Hansen. Batting eighth. The catcher, J.C. Martin. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Gary Peters. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Gary Peters. And now, play ball. Dick Houser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houser hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Peters fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis strikes out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is called out on strikes. Two outs. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward takes first base on ball four. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Ward. The throw from Askew and he is safe. Ward steals second. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lattman fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham hits a fly ball into left field. Held settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hauser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is called out on strikes. One out. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Barry Latman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Latman bunts towards first. Cunningham scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Latman for the out. Askew moves to second. Two outs. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 0 for 1 in the game. Hauser hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Gary Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kindle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0 for 1 in the game. Landis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 1 in the game. Fox hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Ward hits a fly ball into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 0 for 1 in the game. Davalillo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 0 for 1 in the game. Alvis takes first base on ball 4. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 0 for 1 in the game. Whitfield hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Martin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Alvis. The throw from Martin and he is out, Fox applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robinson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Robinson. The throw from Askew and he is out, Kindle applying the tag. One out. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham is 0 for 1 in the game. Cunningham hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Kindle settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 0 for 1 in the game. Hershberger takes first base on ball 4. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hansen hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Hauser settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Gene Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0 for 1 in the game. Green hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0-for-1 in the game. Held hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Robinson. Held reaches second base with a double. Green goes all the way around to score. Held moves to third. It's 1-0, Indians. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 0-for-1 in the game. Kindle strikes out. One out. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Held scores. It's 2-0, Indians. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Askew takes first base on ball 4. Barry Latman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Latman is 0-for-0 in the game. Latman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 0-for-2 in the game. Hauser takes first base on ball 4. Latman moves to second. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 0-for-2 in the game. Davalillo hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Peters fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Al Luplow now playing right field. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0-for-1 in the game. Martin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Deacon Jones pinch hits for Gary Peters. Deacon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is hit by the pitch. Martin moves to second. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0-for-2 in the game. Landis bunts towards third. Alvis fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Martin moves to third. Jones moves to second. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a fly ball into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Martin tags and scores. One out. It's 2-1, Indians. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Ward hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jones scores. Landis moves to third. It's Indians, 2, White Sox, 2. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Landis scores. Ward moves to second. It's 3-2, White Sox. Gary Bell now pitching. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham is 0-for-2 in the game. Cunningham takes first base on ball 4. Ward moves to third. Robinson moves to second. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Hershberger hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Whitfield settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hansen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ward scores. There goes Robinson trying to get to home. Davalillo throws the ball into Askew who tags Robinson who's trying to score from second, for the out. Cunningham moves to second. It's 4-2, White Sox. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Frank Bauman now pitching. Max Alves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alves is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Alves strikes out. 1 out. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 0 for 2 in the game. Whitfield hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Landis, who is chasing the ball. Whitfield reaches third base with a triple. Al Luplow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luplow strikes out. 2 outs. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Held strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 2. The White Sox will come to bat. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hauser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Frank Bauman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Whitfield scoops it up and throws to first, with Bell covering, for the out. 2 outs. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Landis hits a fly ball into left field. Held settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 0 for 2 in the game. Kindle hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Askew hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Robinson. Askew reaches second base with a double. Joe Adcock pinch hits for Gary Bell. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock strikes out. 2 outs. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Hauser is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Nischwitz now pitching. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Nischwitz, and towards Hauser, who fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kindle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Robinson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 0 for 3 in the game. Davalillo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Max Alves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alves is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Alves hits a line drive towards third. Ward reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. Whitfield hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Cunningham hits a ball on the ground towards first. Whitfield scoops it up and throws to first, with Nischwitz covering, for the out. One out. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Hershberger hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Hansen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Martin hits a fly ball into right field. LePlow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Al LePlow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LePlow is 0 for 1 in the game. LePlow hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Held hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 0 for 3 in the game. Kindle hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 4, and Cleveland Indians, 2. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.